I don't think we ever bought those tickets.
Though. We heard Livin' Loose before this by George Clanton. Do love me a George Clanton. Yeah, I need to get on my CD grind a little bit. Whoop whoop, I love brisket. Awesome. Thank you for chatting in.
That's awesome, man.
Our listeners, I love listener engagement. Yeah, I hope you guys don't mind hearing us yapping. Well,
you got 2 hours. Like, you're going to play some music.
Yeah, exactly. It's bedtime.
Is it 2 hours?
Let us. Yeah, I usually go till 11:15 or so. 10 to 12 is a little. What? What? Just,
you show up late, you leave early.
Okay.
Come on, bro. You spent so much time and effort becoming
my,
a DJ.
My just listeners.
Just to play 45 minutes worth of music for a 2-hour slot.
I'm a sleepy guy, and this is a rough time
rough
slot.
Rough time slot. Did you sign up for this, or gifted this by the hand of
because
God?
Because of, it was the hand of God. It was the WRU.
Bro. You know what they call that? Deus Ex Machina.
Deus Ex Machina.
Do Ex Machina.
I don't think any of the
D-E-U-X, do ex machina.
You could look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Yo, someone calling.
You're gaslighting
me. Someone calling.
First of all, it's not do ex machina. Do ex machina is when the hero is saved by like a godlike.
Is that not what's happening?
It's someone with no hope.
Yes, and suddenly.
Oh, bro, that's just plot armor.
It's like it's plot armor. Yeah, it's like in Naruto when they're fighting, and suddenly one of them.
Bro,
Donnie Darko.
No, I've never seen it. No, you're spoilers.
And then
it's
instead
of
Machina.
It's a
do.
Wait,
if I look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Wait, let's go back to this Naruto topic because we were supposed to watch that show. What happened?
I got this actually circles back. Hold on, circle back. I got this slot because I have a lot of stuff going on during the day, and
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you like
that.
Oh
my goodness!
May I just?
Yeah, you may. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna
listen
see
to this guy
real
on TikTok.
Time who's
yeah.
right? My guess is Deus Ex Machina.
Mine is Do.
This video is a response to kind of a tangent conversation I was having with Professor Neil. We're talking about the pronunciation of this phrase. If you're not familiar with it, here's a quick definition.
Oh yeah, just tell me.
Get to it, bro.
About the pronunciation of machina versus machina.
Bro,
machina.
It's Latin.
And in Latin,
it's
the
French.
Phrase is.
Oh wait, no,
Deus
it's Latin.
Deus ex machina.
Roman theater that they stole from. God. This is a big shocker. The Greeks. Now, the Greek pronunciation of this term, Deus ex machina. So there is that
so we're both right.
What about America?
Okay, so it's
wait,
Deus
however,
ex
machina. However.
Language is fluid. It grows
language
and changes.
Is fluid.
To be honest, the
this
only thing
true.
That really matters is that people know what you're talking about. I personally feel like it's worth knowing where the words come from and what the original
oh,
so it's Deus ex machina.
Deus. It's because it's Latin. Okay, I'm done listening to this guy.
Yeah, so I was totally wrong, I'm sorry.
We were both equally
hey,
wrong.
Hey, I was right. I said Deus ex machina.
I didn't turn Levi's mic down.
You were right. Wasn't the red
sorry about that.
That's
I got
okay.
very excited.
We get
about
very
being
excited
right.
here at WRUB.
Because we have a great time. Wait, what were you saying about Naruto? Something circling back.
I don't remember.
I got
oh,
like
oh.
200 episodes
the reason that I have this slot is the same reason I haven't watched Naruto. It's because I have a lot of stuff.
And you know what? I don't think we're ever going
to
watch it.
You get to
whoa,
Boruto.
Whoa.
I used to be caught up on the Boruto manga.
Oh, yeah, I never got.
That's
bro,
crazy.
Some crazy stuff happens in Boruto. Like you wouldn't even believe it.
I will be the something Hokage.
The next Hokage. Okay.
Greatest Hokage.
Well, me
greatest.
And Levi are going to be Sasuke and Naruto next year for Halloween. In case
can I be
anyone's.
Hinata?
I'm gonna be Sakura.
You can be fuck Sakura.
Ooh!
Oh, Levi!
Oh,
no.
Come on!
We were disclaimer.
All right. I'm gonna read the disclaimer.
Wait. Alright, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Very sorry about that.
It says the preceding, but I guess I'll say the previous material presented here at 90.1 WRUB FM Burlington. Excuse me.
The previous material.
Hey, lock
now
in,
I
David.
Have to start over. Everyone be quiet. The previous material presented here at 90.1 WRUB FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We would like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the views of this station or its staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399. And thank you for tuning into your better alternative, 90.1 WRUB FM Burlington. All right. Now that that's over, Levi, you are in timeout.
I
nope.
don't want to be in timeout.
what did we just...
I've been hogging.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Can you just ask us some questions?
We just heard Angel Music, but something's not right. Okay, I will ask a question and you will answer it while I a conversation with Spinatron. Excuse me. Okay. The question is, who was the 15th president of the United States? Yes, Ethan.
That would have to be Barack Obama.
That's not right.
No other chance.
Okay. No more trivia.
Wait, no, I'm
interested
in trivia.
Yeah.
Put on Jeopardy.
No, I can think of. Well, all right, this is a lot
you
of pressure.
Look at the list.
You want to do trivia?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask an open-ended question before. What is the what is your earliest memory that you can remember?
Oh my god.
You
got to
really
do you know?
Tell me.
It's not really much going on, but I had this tricycle. I had this tricycle when I was a little kid, and there's a picture of it in my house, and I do remember the day the picture was taken. I remember riding around and getting up and going to my little play area with my toys, and I remember seeing my dad take the photo. So, really interesting.
Wow, that's really interesting.
But I think I was maybe three, but I could have been
maybe
four.
Three.
Maybe
three.
I could have been four.
Possibly
that's
four.
That's pretty early, right? Also, who knows if that's even true. I might have
right.
made that up.
I also,
but I think that's true.
Is it one of the things where like you see the picture and you psych yourself into thinking that
yeah.
you remember
it? Yeah, so it could be completely
meep,
but maybe, you know, maybe it's
that's
true.
Bull beep.
Yeah, bull
beep. Beep.
Yeah.
Sam?
I can't
think. It's alright, bro. It's alright. There's a lot of people listening, so don't take too long.
There's a lot of people right now, and I couldn't
the whole
think of
world
one
is listening.
Sam's
kind of
known for being
don't
that
swear.
Shy kind of guy. He's like always
the
chill about it, but
yeah,
you know,
he's pretty quiet until you get to know him, honestly.
In his own world, for real.
Popular
Logan. I'm very curious.
I'm gonna keep.
Alright, well, I have a collection of some. They all kind of go hand in hand. I remember some like bits and pieces from this preschool that I used to go to in Northern Kentucky. And I remember like standing on this fence and like looking at the train go by during recess and like riding around in this Thomas the Tank Engine thing. And this kid Landon, that I could not stand. He was so annoying.
If you're listening, bro, get out.
Yeah, Landon. If you're tuned in, get out of here, bro. Like, we do not want you listening. And I remember like, this was weird. They wouldn't let you, like, when you went to the bathroom, they wouldn't let you leave until you read a book.
What?
That's messed up.
So like, they'd give me some really difficult book, and I'd be sitting there like, I gotta get out of here. I'm done. Like,
wait, in the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
What?
Isn't that weird?
That's not sanitary at all.
It's a preschool, like, bro. Nothing is sanitary about a preschool.
Yeah. I remember my preschool pretty well.
I remember hating nap time, bro.
Oh, I loved nap time. Nap time and snack time, dude.
Hated nap time.
Still my favorite. I'm a huge nap taker today.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, I took a nap today in the greenhouse. I was
what?
Sitting in the greenhouse. I was reading the Divine Comedy as one does.
Wow.
And I just, it put me right to sleep. And it was like, the air is so fresh. It's so oxygenated. I just love it. Sam, when was the last time you took a nap? Wow.
I took a nap yesterday.
Good.
How long was it and what was the recovery like?
It was about an hour and it was a good nap. It refreshed.
How much sleep do you guys get on average? It's very
not
important.
A lot.
Ooh,
I feel like
seven
I
hours.
Get a good amount.
Are you serious?
Like 8 hours.
Yeah,
wow.
Good.
Goes to bed very early.
I try and like go to. I'm in bed before 12 for sure.
Yeah.
I try to
put
my phone down before 12 because I think I've found my prime sleep time.
Oh,
and
what
I don't.
Is that?
I don't wake up for breakfast. Like I just wake up before class and go to class. So yeah, I feel like. On average, I'm going from like we'll say 12 to just about 10.
Wow.
Dang.
Which is a lot.
No.
Wow.
Sometimes earlier, like.
Wow.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm usually
it's
up.
Quite.
Not
that's quite.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of run on very little sleep these days. I just I get
it's
up.
It's not good, dude.
From the
it's
moment, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, it's just like so much. Like, I would say I probably go to sleep around like midnight most nights. Wake up
that's
at 7.
Pretty good.
So
wake up at 7?
7.
Okay.
I mean, I always try to go to bed earlier, but it never.
This is my problem. I can't function without like 8 hours of sleep. Like, it's kind of a handicap. I can't function, Ethan. That was not a hyperbole.
I'm sorry.
And I don't appreciate you belittling my experience. So I'm gonna go to bed probably around 11:30 or so.
So last time I checked.
Go to here. By the way, like, what is the question?
Well, oh no, I just like.
Yeah, it's like 10:30. Well, I'm on till 12, but I like to take a little nap in the studio. Yeah.
Cam, can we just take over?
Yeah, totally. No, that's not allowed. We are listening to, I don't know how to say this, Bob Chiazza, maybe? It's new bass victim.
I thought this album was pretty good.
I really liked it. I listened to it on the plane on the way to LA when we went to LA.
I've heard some mixed things.
Hold on, wait, Sam. It's a little bit tangled. I really liked it. This song actually made me quite emotional. Quite the emotional reaction. I don't know if you guys. Everyone can try the headphones. I hope that everyone can hear the background music.
Can you hear the background music?
I low-key hear it.
You hear it?
It's beautiful.
Oh man, I don't know. Before this we heard Magdalena by Sergio Mendes. If you didn't know this about me, which I don't think you did, I'm learning Portuguese.
Wow.
And this is what I can say so far.
Did you guys know this?
Hola. Me chamo Cam. That's a pretty hard one. Eu sou dos Estados Unidos. Eu sou também DJ Chameleon. What else can I say?
Wait. Let's wind it back. When did you start learning Portuguese?
I started listening to this podcast that I'm going to plug. It's called Coffee Break Portuguese. And so I listened for like 25 minutes. And this guy named Rafael teaches me, and it's pretty great. Coffee Break is a good way to learn.
Wait, so what is spurring you to?
Sam is asking if he can get Halal Shack.
Wait, can you bring me something?
We're gonna split it. I'm hungry.
Wait, do you have 2 meal exchanges?
I have one.
But
I think I have
one. The one you used was.
Okay, go get out of my sight.
All right. Okay. Wait, we're gonna talk about Cam learning
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
super interesting.
So first they taught us how to say "Olá" and "Oi." Olá is like it's tough because I do speak Spanish.
Come on, not to brag.
But it's actually like
trilingual.
I'm very excited. I think I have a little knack for it because it's quite. Oh, I'm so excited. This is fun. This is fun, Cam Levi talk show time. So first they teach you how to say "Olá." Tudo bem is, good. Tudo bem is like everything good. It's like, how are you? You can also say, como está? And then the answer would be, tudo bem, mais ou menos, is like more or less, like pretty good. No, you can just say no, like no, everything's not good. Como está? And then you would conjugate it. You'd say estou bem or estou ótimo is like I'm doing great. I'm okay at understanding it. But basically, Coffee Break Portuguese is great because it gives you time to respond, and it's like you're learning with someone.
It's like Pimsleur, bro.
What is it?
Pimsleur.
What's
it's
Pimsleur?
Like a, it's like a language learning.
Mm-hmm.
App. It's very similar. It's like they'll say something and then it gives you time to say it back.
Yeah,
And then they say it, so it's like you can check yourself.
Exactly.
Pimsleur,
maybe you should check that out.
You gotta pay money, bro. What you're doing is free, I'm stick with it. Wait, so how long have you been doing this?
A few days. And I started
a few days?
I started on the
Dang.
I started on the airport on the way back from DC. So I'm excited. It's like a new, fresh thing to look forward to. I can say like my parents, my mom's name is.
Wow.
Oh wait. It's hard because the articles are they're tough. But yeah.
Oh yes, the articles.
The articles, of course. Yeah. You know
so,
how it
so
is.
So how similar is Portuguese?
It's quite similar structurally. Like in Spanish I would say ¿Cómo te llamas? In Portuguese I could say ¿Cómo te chamas? It's like and then I would say todo bien, but in Portuguese I would say tudo bem. It's like Spanish if you maybe were like
ooh, I love this song.
What song is it? I can't actually hear what's playing. Oh, Breathe In by Fru Fru. Yeah, that's what we're listening to. We just heard Babcha Yadja. Before that, nice. Magdalena, Sergio Mendes, Angel Music. Let's play more Magna Carta because I'm quite excited. I don't know what to expect. It's going to be a very small venue. It seems like it's kind of like a bar type deal. Pure Love is. Oh, we're gonna listen to some Minecraft music coming up next.
Yes.
Woohoo! I think C418 was my top artist last year.
Do you listen to him when you go to sleep?
No, I listen to him when I study.
Ooh, can him I put you on a great album?
Absolutely. Tell me.
It's Windswept Adem by Ichigo Alba.
Oh, okay.
Such one of my favorite albums ever. Can play cue up Dawn in the Atom. Cue that up. That'll be great. It's so nice.
I'm gonna play do you know Ichika Nito? He's like one of the best guitarists on earth, I would say. And I like to play him on my show.
One of the best guitarists on earth.
Yeah. He's incredible. You're going to hear it.
Okay. Well, maybe not. I have to leave soon. Bro.
Oh, dude. All right, I'll put it next.
Bedtime is calling, as we've discussed.
Bedtime, yeah, guys. Remember. Remember to go to sleep. And don't forget that.
Don't forget to smile as well.
That's true.
It can be hard to remember that.
Honestly, yeah. What isn't it like you will... If you smile, you're like your mood is more likely to improve. Even if you're like, yeah, there you go. Maybe, Levi was smiling just now. If you can't,
I was indeed smiling.
Oh, when did I? Yeah.
The song is so good.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot you can't wait. Put these on.
All right.
Get the experience. Oh, it's magical in there.
Wow.
Yeah. The one they gotta fix the other headphones. I know.
Oh, is that what's wrong?
And yeah, the other pair's broken.
Well, I can't hear it through the speakers either. This is a great song my friend Hana put me on last year. We make playlists for each other. This is what my PSA is going to be about. Make playlists for your friends because I think it's like the nicest thing ever.
It's like a little 20-minute little like, I made this for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, these are, you know, I think it's...
Some songs I've been listening to that
exactly.
I think
and, you know, back in the day, it was probably more meaningful to like burn a CD or,
hey, this
or
is
make
what I'm,
a cassette.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm burning a CD this weekend.
So cool. I can't freaking wait.
I might have to postpone yours a little bit. I'm not going to hold you.
Oh, it's okay. Postpone it until I get a CD player.
I guess, yeah. It wouldn't be...
Anyone has
Wait,
one?
Did I tell you about the CD that I found over winter break?
No.
So I was at this local...
I can't wait for my halal shack.
This local record store.
This local source.
This Continue. Local source of sorts. a record source. And I was looking through their used metal CDs, and I found this, like, this black metal CD, and it just kind of caught my eye for no particular reason.
That's the
like,
best way to...
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up. And, like, because there was, like, an interesting blurb about some, like anti-capitalist, like streaming service sort of something in the back.
Yeah. Oh,
and I looked it up, and they have, their music is nowhere
online.
Okay,
you did tell me about this.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I have the CD at home, and I'm going to bring it up, and I'm gonna play it and see what it's like. Maybe it'll be, like, the best.
What if it's the best music ever? Yeah, I agree.
It could be.
I think physical media is, like,
yeah, they have, like,
peak.
They have, like, a Discogs and, like...
Yeah.
That's it. No Rate Your Music. Wow. I don't even know if they had a Bandcamp. So, like, nowhere.
That's pretty crazy.
Super niche.
I had a similar... When I was in LA, we went to this, like... I forget what... It was called, like, Underground Records. So I was like, okay, this is going to be corny. But I found this cassette by a band called Población. It's called, it was spelled Población, but with a V, but you pronounce V like B, so it's just Población, which means, like, population. Mm. And it's this Spanish hardcore that I put in my, this is a Chicanito. Ethereal feel. Do you like it?
Wait.
Can you hear?
Oh, wait, yeah, turn me up a little.
Turn me up.
Turn me up.
Wait, yeah, let's, I really hope that everyone can hear the music. Because I know I can hear, and it's very quiet.
Wow, it's pretty good.
You can hear.
It's very technical.
Yeah, right, it's so techie. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, cassettes
population.
And, yeah. Población. It was just good. I think cassette recording is, like, pretty neat.
Yeah, I agree. I really miss my Walkman I used to have.
You have a Walkman?
It was, like, an adjacent, like, off-brand sort of deal.
That's cool.
It was really cool. I really missed it. I brought it to camp and got confiscated.
Oh, my God,
along with
my
Jane's Addiction cassette.
What?
I was really upset about that. Yeah, I know.
I was listening to Jane's Addiction the other day, and I have to say I was underwhelmed. Maybe maybe it wasn't the right album.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
If anyone's an avid Jane's Addiction fan,
I won't lie. I can't honestly say... Ooh, that's nice. The Minecraft music. I can't honestly say that I listened to Jane's Addiction at all. Like, I had that cassette because my mom gave it to me, and I remember thinking, this was pretty good.
My dad has a CD, I think.
Of Jane's Addiction, yes. Your dad?
Yes, my dad has a Bjork CD.
What?
Isn't that, if you guys...
Are you serious?
If you know my dad, this makes no sense. I was like, we were looking through a CD. Did you rip one?
No.
This studio is like a...
That might be you, dude.
It's not me.
Maybe it's Sam's.
Oh, it's still here. So... My dad has, like, a binder of CDs that he hasn't touched in years, mind you. And I was looking through, I was like, where did you get this? The Bjork CD. It's like a Bjork debut.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, I don't know, one of my, like, friends gave that to me. I didn't know he knew Ball.
Wow. Yeah, that's... I mean, does he listen to it? Like,
no,
does he like
certainly
it?
Not.
Oh, okay. What kind of music does he listen to?
He likes, he's a big fan of AC/DC, just like classic dad rock. He does like Evanescence.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he listens to it when he works out.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, you know, Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith.
Is there a phone charger in here?
I don't know.
Text my special someone.
I should probably
leave soon.
No.
Bed is
you gotta wait till they come back. I'm having such a fun time.
They're back. They're in
what?
They're in the.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat in the studio. All right, let's do some. Let's play some music, for a little bit, and then we will return. We're listening to Subwoofer Lullaby by C418. Thank
some
you guys.
Very calming music coming
for.
In
oh, yeah, just
it's
in time.
About time for me to get out of here.
Thank you. body. So my only problem is you. Feels like the devil got some at me. It draws her ever happy. Feels like all I'm counting on's you.
Domingo, que alguém perguntando por ela chegou, deixando meu coração tristonho, enciumado, morrendo de amor. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo que ela mora no meu peito
e eu moro vizinho a ela.
Fico desse jeito
pensando nos beijos, nos carinhos dela.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela. Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela.
Cacá, Carol. Cacá, Carolina. Cacá, Carol. Cacá, Carolina.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela. Carol, Carolina Bela. Foi numa tarde de domingo que alguém perguntando por ela chegou, deixando meu coração tristonho, enciumado, morrendo de amor. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu sorri dizendo. Eu falei, eu menti, eu